This is your classic. It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we're already at the weekend. Amazingly, the week goes by so fast, and with the horse races this weekend, we want to know what's happening. So I'm joined this morning by John Letts, my horse racing expert. How are you this morning, John?
Yeah, good morning, Jordan. Yeah, I'm pretty well. Had a pretty good week this week. It's been interesting. Been a bit busy. Been doing going to a few functions and everything, but that passes the time of the day very, very quickly. But I'm quite happy to say and report that with the functions that I've been to, the people are respecting the 1.5 metre rule, and it's been great. They've been listening to the experts, and we did have comments on that from different people, and they have they've all pulled their weight and said, right, we're going to do what the health department. And I said, well, don't you read the paper? They said, why take the notice of them? They wouldn't know. Anyway, so I said, they're the biochemist journalists. Yeah, know nothing. They're experts and they know nothing. Yeah, they've got a thing about what they can read it, but don't believe any of it. Anyway, Sejuna is coming up next month. Don't forget, we're on the 16th of January. And if you want to go to the races over there, Jordan, you can go to the Sejuna website. We'll get that for you next week. But we've got permission for 1,000 people to attend, which is great. We've had the meeting was going to be a meeting tomorrow, but that's been called off, of course. But we could nearly have got away with it. But it'll be a bigger one, be twice as big in January anyway. So hopefully everything's going good by then, which it looks like it is. And we'll go ahead with the Sejuna Cup.
If you're not going to Sejuna this weekend, you could always go to Port Augusta, where there's a footy game going on in the summertime.
Yes, and what about the umpire?
I've heard he's a very handsome bloke.
Yeah, you'll be okay up there, don't worry. And, well, there could be a little bit of weather around. And what do you like as a mud runner?
I don't think I have my footy boots with me, so I'm going to not enjoy running in the mud on Saturday at the Central Oval in Port Augusta for, of course, the charity game for, was it Will Bolitho for South Augusta?
Yeah, it's a wonderful course too, and we'll get an update on him on Will from Nick Heron. Nick emailed me down this week, and we'll get Nick will be listening to the program. We'll get Nick to email me down this week and let me know his progress and how the game went. And it should be a great lot of fun. And of course, the juniors start out early in the day, don't they? The juniors.
Yeah, junior that's team. Right. So about 2:30 for the juniors, and then the big events. A twilight game starting at 5:30.
Now, tell me, if it's a wet track and it's muddy, and you being a champion umpire,
thank you.
The first, is it going to be a bounce or a throw up?
Oh, definitely a throw up. I can't bounce it to save myself. I don't want to risk hitting myself in the head in front of all those people.
Well, it should be great fun. And look, the people up there at Port Augusta and even down at Perry and that, everyone around that area and people from in close proximity there go over. It's a twilight start for the big match, but it should be a wonderful day up there, and we raise as much money as we can for young Will, and you know, make sure that his life's a lot better than what, you know, he's been unfortunate, you know, with this accident. And he was doing something he loved when he did it, and you know, that's the sad part about it. You never expect doing something you love, you know, to get injured with like something like that, do you? You think, well,
no.
I love doing it, and then it's something like, you know, it's safe, but. You know, it was just an accident, and those things happen. And he'll be back up and at him again.
For sure.
I was quite interested to read Jordan that you know, where we get all these people are you know, criticising the government and the health department and all the experts. I was quite interested this morning, and if you look in the paper this morning, it said in Michael David Penberthy's column, we should give thanks to being lucky enough to live in a state of almost, you know, we got 2 million people here. Of course, you knew that. But somehow managed to limit the COVID death toll to 4.
Yeah,
which is fantastic. Isn't that is a great.
I was just talking about that this morning, actually. Yeah, even amongst almost a second wave, our last outbreak, still just 4 people passing away, which is, you know, still an unfortunate number of people, but compared to the rest of the world, we have fared quite well.
Now, I want you to tell me when I asked you to buy me that lottery ticket in South Africa. A lot of people wouldn't have heard this. And in South Africa yesterday, there was actually a lottery draw. You haven't read that article?
No, I haven't.
No, there's an overseas lottery draw yesterday that produced 6 consecutive numbers 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the Powerball number was 10.
What are the odds of that? That's like...
Yes, that's why there is a an inquiry into it.
Yeah, fair enough, actually, true.
The lucky winner scooped about $600,000 each. But, you know, it might be quite legitimate. I mean, the numbers can fall in anyway, can't
they? Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, well, I was at a function the other night and they had the keynote going in and the whole top line came up except number 8.
I mean,
it can happen, can't it?
And if you were going to cheat, you would make it less obvious than 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Surely.
Yeah, surely you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
for sure. But no, that's something that it'll cost a lot of money to have the inquiry and more than likely cost as much money as what the people won.
Yeah.
And something else I wanted to talk to you about this morning. You know, this police. You know, I see a lot of stuff on the news of a night time about the media criticising the police for the brutality and all of this, and they're always criticising the police or Stephen Marshall or the health department, so you just get the complainers out there. But look, this is something that comes to my head, and we were talking about it yesterday, and a couple of the guys here said, now just think of it this way, how are they on site when this happens with their phones to get the police brutality? And then this guy said to me, he said, what about there's a few sickos out there? They could dress up as police and take photos on the phone and the police get accused of it.
Oh, I mean, I don't think people would fall for that. It'd be pretty easily disproven.
There's some out there, don't worry.
And, you know, I think the odds are if you're going to catch police officers, or, you know, if there's going to be police brutality caught on camera, everyone's got their phones out all the time as it is. You know, if the police didn't want to get caught on camera doing police brutality, they wouldn't do police brutality.
No, but as I was saying, they dress up as police and take photos. Some of these sickos out there, they do it. Don't worry.
No, I mean, I feel like, you know, that's pretty unlikely considering.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, stranger things have happened, like getting 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in the lotto.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm coming at. And how come all of these so-called experts with the mobile phones are always at these different incidents?
Everyone's just got a mobile phone, and I think they know that at least for their own documentation of the situation, it's better to be filming than not.
I tell you what, we're lucky having police. If we haven't got any police, they're going to have some problems. They do a marvellous job, the police force. They really, really do. But anyway, let those that have got nothing else to do walk around with their cameras taking film all the time, because that's about all they'll ever do in their life. Anyway, let's get off of them, because they're not even worth talking about.
What are worth talking about, though, is the horses.
Yes, that's what we want to see. We want to see if we can get a couple of winners tomorrow. Look, I've gone for a fair bit of value tomorrow with some of these horses, Jordan, at Morphettville, and I mean, most of them are each way, but Melbourne I've gone for a couple of at good odds. Morphettville, and tomorrow the races are at Pakenham in Victoria. They're not in metropolitan area, but Toronto's a metropolitan area race meeting tomorrow. But at Morphettville, in race one, I like number one, a horse called Designer Chief. Jason Holder's having a wonderful run at the moment, and Jason's riding this one. In race two, I like number 8, a horse called Zoo Shine, which is about a $3 chance. The first one I picked was about a $4 chance. In race three, I like number 5, a horse, Corinia. It's about $5. Race four, I like the top weight, number 1, Exalted Traveller, about $3. Excuse me. Race five, I like number 7, Amber Dazzle. It's about $7 or $8. It's a good each way bet, this horse. Race six, I like number 1, Taken Off. Race seven, number 5, Confusion. Race eight, number 2, Little Contra, is $3. Confusion's about $6. Hank Star in the last. Look, Hank Star's been racing very, very well, this horse. Won its last start, but often you'll find that horses that win their last start, they're better odds next time. I don't know. Some of them seem to take a set against them. But in race 9, I like number 7, Hank Star. Over to Pakenham we go. And now, tell me, this was Pakenham race 1, number 1, Miss Divine M. Was that Miss Divine? Who was the singer that they called? It wasn't Madonna, was it? Miss Divine?
I'm not too sure.
Yeah. It's one of the movie stars, but they named the horse after anyway. Yeah, Miss Divine M. Race two, I like number 8, Meteorite. It's about $3. Miss Divine M's about $9. Race three, number 6 is Nerve Not Verve at $6. Race 4, number 10, Not Mine is $13. Race 5, number 2, I like All Too Hewing at $6. Race 6, number 2, Tavasan at $8. Race 7, number 4, Attorney at $5. Race 8, number 1, Iconoclasm at $8. And race 9, number 4, Librate at $10. I'll just shoot them very quickly. Race 1 at Morphe, race 1, number 1. Race 2, number 8. Race 3, number 5. Race 4, number 1. Race 5, number 7. Race 6, number 1. Race 7, number 5. Race 8, number 2. Race 9, number 7. We shoot over to Pakenham. Race 1, number 1. Race 2, number 8. Race 3, number 6. Race 4, number 10. Race 5, number 2. Race 6, number 2. Race 7, number 4. Race 8, number 1. And race 9, number 4. That's how I see them tomorrow, mate. It's a little bit of value there. So hopefully, and it's a tricky track, Pakenham. It's a little sharp track, but hopefully we can get a couple of those roughies up for you.
No worries. Well, John, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, Jordan, I'll speak to you next week.
We'll do. That was John Letts, my horse racing expert on your Classic It's Breakfast.